So my name is Helen Murray Archibald, and I'm the fourth of four sisters, and we lived in Lower Sackville. So my two oldest sisters walked probably 2 miles uphill both ways to, I think it was a one-room school. It was gone by the time we came back in 1956. So I went to Acadia School with my sister Lois, who's here but too shy to talk, and our sister Heather was in grade 11 in 1956, and there were four grade 11s that did grade 11 in the principal's office. They weren't allowed to go to QEH by then because it was too full, and there was no high school elsewhere. So then they built Halifax West, and my sister Lois went there for 2 years, and then in 1960, Sidney Stephen opened, and Lois went there to grade 12. My sister Kathy taught home ec there in 1960. The next year, there were no Murrays there. The year after that, my sister Heather taught there, and I went there to grade 9. So Heather taught there for 2 years. The second year, there were three Miss Murrays: Heather Murray, Margaret Murray, and Janet Murray. And so I stayed. I graduated in 1966. And I was in Miles' class for three of those years. So Bedford, to me, was the only where Sidney Stephen was, or where he went through to get to Halifax. Wasn't somewhere except the year I took swimming classes at the Lions Park. And I had to take the Acadian Lions bus and go swim at Acadian Lions Park, at Lions Park, and come back. One of the things I remember is King's store. And King's truck came to Sackville once a month, maybe. And I don't think we ever bought anything there, but our neighbors did. And I can still remember the gorgeous underwear and socks and things that Mrs. Bootlier bought at King's Truck. One of the things that, of course, I grew up with was the Sackville Drive-In. And it was walking distance from our house. So in my teenage years, we used to walk down to the drive-in, put the speaker on, and watch the movies there without a vehicle. I think I only went once in a car to Sackville Drive-In. Apple Blossom Weekend, that Highway 1 was the only road to the valley, and it would be bumper to bumper in Lower Sackville all the way to the valley. So we never went anywhere Apple Blossom Weekend. It's funny, I live in the valley now, and I don't even think of going to the Apple Blossom Festival because the traffic's too busy. And we talked about swimming. We used to walk 2 miles down to First Lake and swim or skate till we were exhausted and then walk 2 miles back. Well, I think there's a park there now, but for a while you couldn't swim in it because all that sewage went into the lake, and it didn't freeze in the winter. So I took lessons at the Lions Park, but we taught ourselves to swim in Sackville River. We went back there without an adult. The closest adult was probably more than half a mile away, and we decided we needed to learn to swim, so we taught ourselves to swim. And if you think about that, think about a kid doing that now, it wouldn't happen.